Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome in, friendos, to the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's the middle infielder edition. Second baseman, shortstops for Hell Week. I was going to do a different voice, but like,
save those for the end of the week, Welsh.
I've only got Meatwad. And then I figured out I have a variation of that, Yoshi. I do Yoshi. Like, have you ever heard Yoshi? I do Yoshi really well, but it's kind of a variation of Meatwad. That's my talent. And I don't think it works good for Hell Week if I'm like, Hell Week! Or Hell Week. Like, it doesn't really work. So I don't know. So you do a deep satanic voice, please.
Satanic voice.
Well, no, say Hell Week. Say Hell Week, not satanic.
Hell Week.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It's kind of welcome in W-E-A-K week, I think.
Yeah,
so.
W-N-B-C.
W-L-B-C.
I'd like you to do the W-N-B-C, satanic voice.
It's like that a little Hell bit. Week, everybody. Welcome in. It's going to be a great time here. All the radio.
Yeah. Second base, shortstop. We got our ranks for you, just like we did in the last episode. We are going to be going through kind of like the top 24 is like the focus of numerically what we get you. We'll talk about just some players we like, we dislike. Strategy, all that type of stuff. This is the full dedication as we drop an episode every single day this week. So hopefully you guys are hanging in and banging with us. And thank you to our sponsor of this episode today, Underdog Fantasy. Download that Underdog app because guess what? Even if where you live typically doesn't have the gambling or the DFS available, you would be surprised at the amount of places that Underdog is available. They have a pick 'em contest, which is super fun, kind of like prop betting. You could do that right now for basketball and stuff. When baseball comes in, that's going to be a ton of fun. And all of their best ball contests, the dinger is up there, the bullpen is up there. For as little as $3, you can get in some contests, and you can do much bigger. It's a fun format. And if you use the promo code ITL, you'll get a 100% match on your first deposit of up to $100. That is free money, friends. And if you use the code ITL and you let us know that you did the deposit in the month of February, we'll put you on a wheel and we'll spin it and we'll give someone a hat. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give someone at this point, it's going to be a prospect one hat. But if something turns around and we get the In This League version done, we will have that out for you. Promo code ITL, Underdog Fantasy, deposit today. Use our code. Have all the fun in the world. And be a master of your own universe. That's what we've always told everybody. Be a master of your own fantasy universe, Bogman.
That's fantasies. Right. Do it.
Yeah, do it today. The episode we're going to get into, obviously, it's kind of actually similar to the corner infield where one is strong, one is like super deep, and the other definitely lacks substance Punch. On the back end. Yeah, but you know, a fun and interesting argument might be like, what sucks more, third base or second base? I think it's third base.
I do too. I would say stinks. I think there's at least, I like some more of the dart throws later at second. I don't like anything after the top eight in third. It's pretty ugly. So I would say third fairly easy, but second, it ain't all peaches and roses.
No, it's not the Grace Day set of thing. Peaches and roses.
I don't know.
That sounded like a Welshism.
Yeah, it was 100% a Welsh-ism. I mean, that came out of my mouth, the worst cliche. No one's ever said it before. I was going to say sunshines and rainbows, and I don't know why
roses and peaches,
sunshines and rainbows,
millions of roses.
Yeah.
Roses for me. That came out of my brain and into out your mouth. Yeah, like that 100%. Yeah. Like you said it and I was like, yeah, for sure. I get that. And then I was like, wait a minute. No, like you said it. And I knew exactly what you were talking about. Cause I'm like, that registered, that process.
That's the best part. That's my favorite thing. That might be my favorite thing of the whole, all of Hell Week. Welsh is like, I said, peaches and roses, which makes no sense. And you're like, I get it. I'm on board with it.
Yep. I feel you. I completely hear you on that, my friend. That is good. So, yeah, it's not the best, but it's a little bit better than like if you come back to that 15 marker. You know, who's there at 15 in this position compared to the others? And they're still good guys. I decimate some players that are a little bit higher, specifically the guy in ECR that is 15, Luis Arraez. You could actually argue, you know, how good is that? He's a great average player and he's a good points league player, but Roto and head to head, he's just not as valuable because he just doesn't have counting stats. Yeah, doesn't. He's a two set category guy, so I have him a lot lower. But like, go to my 15 where I push down a little bit is like a Jonathan India or your 15, which is like Jorge Polanco. Those are just better than the 15s we had at third base, and it's just not even close. So when you're positionally thinking about how you're going to approach drafts, that's a little bit of the notes for you. I'll tell you right at top here. Just as I teased in the last episode. So check this out. And I think you already knew this, but this is like a little bit more formal, talking about middle infielders. So I was over at the Padres camp the other day and I happened to be on, they were on their back quads, which is nice because you kind of get a look at a lot of stuff when they are back there. And all of a sudden the Padres ran like a full squad drill. And I was very surprised about it. Not every single person was there. I think I mentioned Cronenworth was not there and Soto wasn't back there, but they've got, you know, all the infielders. Tatis was there with these infielders and a couple outfielders. And when they broke to get out to their positions, I just thought it was interesting that in this situation, you had Machado go to third, Bogarts go to short, Kim go to second. I told you Rivas was doing first where Cronenworth would be, and Tatis went out to right field. So a lot of people kind of wondering where would he slot in. Maybe everybody already was comfortable and knew. But at this point, it looks like Grisham center field, Soto left field, and Fernando is going to be the right fielder because he went right out to right field. He got
confirmation, never hurts. Throwing.
Yeah, so I think I have this little bit of confirmation for a middle infielder that is going to be playing.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Probably predominantly outfield.
The only thing that would ever change. 26 games? How many more games does Tatis have left on his suspension?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
$4.
So as discussed, the depth is not as gross and not as atrocious. And I will say this. I look at some of these names that are outside the top 25. We have, you know, close to 40 or whatever middle infielders listed. Sometimes the positional stuff is weird because Yahoo, there's more middle infielders available. Mookie Betts is a second baseman, by the way.
Yeah.
Here's an anecdotal thing. The number one second baseman on Yahoo is not the number one second baseman on any other platform, really, because it takes five games on Yahoo to qualify and Mookie qualifies. So that adds to the depth. There's going to be a couple other guys that are going to qualify as well. But I will say, like, I look down here, I see theoretical breakout candidates. Here's a prime example. I have him lower, even though his ECR is 24. Gavin Lux, who looks like he's going to take over in the middle infield for the Dodgers. He's going to be a shortstop, so he's going to gain that shortstop eligibility, or at least that's what it looks like. Last year, 20% K rate, 10% walk rate, hit 276, was kind of empty, though. It was very Luis Arraez-ish. Six homers, seven stolen bases, just was not an impactful bat. Let's say he takes the next step up. You know, he started hitting for better quality. He struck out less. You know, he scored a few more runs. These are all, like, big positives. And he takes the next step up. The next step up is becoming closer to a 15-15 guy, which would make him exponentially more valuable where he is. It's just, will it happen? You know, hard hit was under 40%. Launch angle was under 7%, which was dramatically lower than the previous year. His XBA was like 30 points different than his batting average. So some of that doesn't feel good. And projections are a little bit more favorable on the power side this year, and he's going to be put in more of a predominant role. But my whole point is, though I'm not high on him, that's one of those guys where I take a look at and I'm like, oh, I could see a breakout happen. And Gavin Lux could go from theoretical middle infield to maybe like a starting 15 team second baseman. I could see the path for that more than I could a lot of those like third basemen that we were looking at.
What about, I can't remember where you had him ranked, but what about Trevor Story? Well, what are you doing with him? Because he qualifies at second. He can't be in your top 24 right now, because I mean, they did an interview with him and he said, this could have me miss the entire season, which is not something you want to hear from a guy that you would draft as a top two or even starting MI. You don't want that stuff. You know, right now projected to miss at least half of the season. I mean, is he just a don't draft for you? Is he off your list? Is that pretty much it?
I'll tell a behind the scenes thing for everybody. Like, I had him, God, where the hell did I have him, dude? Didn't I have him in like 21 or something like that?
Yeah, that's where everybody had him before his interview, I think.
And I told you, I was just like, take him off. I was just like, take him off for this episode. It's good we're talking about it here. I'm glad you brought it up. But like, take him off because I don't want to give him a rank right now, because at this moment, I just don't have interest. I don't care. Story, even last year, he really regressed. He had like one good little spurt. He came out. Didn't he hit like 10 homers in like, or seven homers in 10 days or some nonsense?
It was a big grouping for sure.
And obviously he can rebound. He's the type of player that can rebound. But like, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it because there is the risk. The same reason Frankie Montas will not be talked about. I have no interest because now it's like almost affirmed that he can miss the season. I don't think the Red Sox are going to be in contention post All-Star break. And if they are, I don't think Trevor Story is going to be ready. I'm not interested in it. If you want to get like really technical and you want, I don't care if people want to draft it. You want to get really technical. Does like drafting Chris Morel, getting him now, is that better than Trevor Story when he comes back? Like, I just don't think, like, I'd be fine with doing that. Like, I don't think if I, or let's kind of
like Morrell. Yeah.
Well, you're living in person. If sure. I take Trevor Story over Chris Morrell, I'm like, damn, I just missed out on a bunch of stuff. No, I don't think so. Like, I got Chris Morrell at 28 and his ECR is 28. That's the range. But I do think guys like Luis Urias or Brendan Rodgers on a full season, there's a big bounce back potential. I mean, Urias has got 20 home run potential. Brendan Rodgers could steal double digits and hit 20 in Colorado. Like, I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze with Trevor Story at this point, unlike with Bryce Harper. Like, Bryce Harper, we have affirmatives. He'll be back mid-year. What I don't think will happen, I don't think he's going to play in the outfield this year, or to be very minimal if he does. So he's going to lose, and he's going to be util next year, which is going to blow.
Spoiler alert, Story, I put him in outfielders for tomorrow's show so we can talk about him, but I know he's not going to play.
No, I think that's smart that you did that. We should do that. I mean, that's where he is in, like, best balls and stuff, but there's nothing. It's all negative on Trevor Story. And guess what? If they come back and they're just like, oh, you know, yeah, this looks like he'll play in late July. It doesn't matter. Like,
I have no
maybe
interest.
Maybe your last pick. So the whole crux of this is, like, I'm not even giving you a number because he's not, I don't even know where to put him until we get into spring.
If I give you my number, mine is 36. So that is probably
that's about the range, dude. That's about it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think I'd rather have guys like, you know, the guys that you mentioned. I'd rather have Chris Morrell because I know he's going to do something. And, you know, he's not clogging up a spot. Like, if he doesn't work out, fine, cut him. Grab somebody else off the wire. He's not clogging up a spot. I'm not waiting for him to come around. So I'd rather have a guy just to see what he's going to do. Brendan Donovan doesn't have, you know, his hard hit percentage was bad, but he's going to be on the field most days. Like,
Gold Glove,
you know,
baby.
You're
not coming off the field and you're a Gold Glove second baseman. I mean, Nolan Gorman's lost his gig because of Brendan Donovan.
Right. He's going to play. So that's why I would rather take these guys that are for sure going to start the season, hope to catch a little lightning in a bottle. And if you don't, cast him asunder, pick somebody else that's hot. Like, that's it. I don't want to be holding a spot for Trevor Story. Like you said, the upside wasn't great last year anyway.
The post, so we have, like, a lot of guys here. We're going to give you numerically 24 up like we did before, but we, you know, there's names outside of the top 25. So 24 is, you know, two rounds of second baseman in a head to head. We're a little bit short of two rounds of second baseman in a roto. But there are a couple of interesting names. Let's actually focus real quick just for a second on the two guys I just mentioned. Brendan Rodgers, 13 homers. I don't think I realized Brendan Rodgers didn't steal any bases last year. So the 10 was being wild. He never had. I don't know what was going on in my brain, but Brendan Rodgers does not have a stolen base in his entire career in the majors. So maybe it's not going to be 2010. But he hit 13 homers last year in what was close to full-time play, but an under 20% K percentage, .266 batting average. All projections are on the up. Check this out. This is interesting. His XBA was .265. He hit .266. Yet his projections, probably based off of the 2021 season, Bat X has him hitting .280 this year with 15 homers, just south of 70 runs in RBI. That is close to a starting top 15 second baseman production. If you could get a little bit more homers, if you could tap into 20, he was in Colorado, with a .280 average, and you're in the 70s, that's a top 10 to 15 second baseman that you and I both do have a little bit lower. We have him at, we both him at 26. His ECR is 21. So he's kind of still in that range, but he could easily return value as, like, a late round second baseman.
Yeah, I think he's getting a little bit of a boost in terms of the rankings because he plays in Colorado, and his splits,
as he should though,
were god awful last year. Awful. So I mean, 313 at home, 218 away, 10 of his homers at home, only 3 on the road. You know, I don't know. He's just not a player that excites me, and I don't like a conditional player that, you know, If you're in a week where he's got all road games, you don't want to start him. You need another second baseman. So, or another middle infield, whatever.
He's a middle infielder. That's more of what it is. He's never going
to be. But that guy starts middle infield, so you have to have another guy besides him. I'm not into it. I'm not into Brendan Rodgers.
All right. Well, then how about Luis Urias for a second? 16 homers this past year in only about 119 games. It is 100, I would say 120, but it's 119 games. He, coming off of the year before where he played 150 games, hit 23 homers with 5 stolen bases. His average was a little bit down this past year, but the strikeouts and the walks were still kind of relatively the same. And he was pretty in line as far as like expected stats to his actual stats. Like he was within 0.01 of his XBA, 0.06 of his X slug, and 0.01 or 0.01 if you want to call it, of X Woba. So it's like this in line was exactly who he is. He was launching the ball a little bit more this past year. I like that Milwaukee offense in general, and he qualifies at a couple spots. There's another one of those like
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
20 home run potential. Guys, Baddix has him hitting 19 homers in 140 games. So 20 is easily accessible. Is this another one of those late round second basemen you might be a little bit more interested in? You have him at 27. I don't realize we both have him at 27, which is, again, a tiny bit lower than consensus at 25.
Yeah, he's fine. I really think that you get to this point, though. This is like, and I think I do need to do a little of adjusting at the bottom here, because I would put Urias ahead of Rodgers after what we just talked about. I think, like you said, Gavin Lux, even if Gavin Lux doesn't take a giant step up, he's still in the Dodgers lineup, which is, you know, the best lineup to be in. Yeah. So I think I probably need to move those guys ahead of Rodgers. Urias is fine. I got to be honest, man. I'm getting my MI at a shortstop. That's just kind of what
it is. Totally agree with that, as you probably should.
So these guys don't really do it. Really do much for me. Like, I don't know. Urias just doesn't steal bases either. You know, he had big home road splits as well, which isn't that big a deal. They weren't as massive. It was like 60 points better at home versus 100 better, or 97 or whatever it was for Brendan Rodgers. So I don't know. These guys just don't really do a lot for me down here. They are not firing my rockets well.
Okay, they're not firing your rockets, but again, put yourself back in that situation of what we were looking at on the bottom end of first base versus this. It's not like, I feel like second base is being treated like whoa, what the hell is going on with this position? It definitely falls off.
It's horrible.
It's first basian, where it's like the top, or actually kind of third basian. It's third basian. I'm sorry, I keep saying first base. This is like third base. It's third basian, where it's like the top four go in this clump together, and then there's kind of a bigger fall off and then another bigger fall off, but it's just not as dramatic. And even like into the teens, you can still get with it. So if I were to pick a couple guys, Urias and Rodgers, I guess I have lower, maybe need to go up a little bit. Their ECRs are higher. Ramon Urias is kind of interesting on a decent year last year, depending what his time looks like. But then at the bottom end, you know, the guys like the Brandon Donovans and Luis Garcias and stuff, they're not really big targets for me. Isak Paredes, I'm always interested in, but average and playing time is kind of the question. But it's just a tiny bit better. So let's talk about the actual 24 through 13. These would most likely be some version of middle infielders and starters at second base. And starting at 24, I've got Bryson Stott. Luis Arraez, is 23. DJ LeMahieu, 22. John Birdie at 21. Followed by Colton Wong, Thairo Estrada, Whit Merrifield at 18, Jeff McNeil, Brandon Drury at 15. These are still starters in Roto 15s. Jonathan India, Jake Cronenworth, and Josh Rojas at 13.
For me, I've got Chris Morrell at 24, then Colton Wong, Bryson Stott, Brandon Drury, Luisa Rise, Gene Segura at 19, Whit at 18, Rojas at 17, Marte at 16. And then I've got Jorge Polanco at 15, Cronenworth at 14, and Jeff McNeil at 13.
Okay, I got something right here because this is one I'm looking at. And I'm lower, and I don't think I realize compared to like ECR, because I don't hate this guy. And this is one of those caveats where I'm going to tell you like points leagues way up. Roto and head to head is just not. It's Luis Arraez. His ECR is 15. I have him at 23. You have him at 20. Something that does stand out that I'm doing here, and I don't think I even realized it, and I'm probably going to adjust this, is I do have John Birdie above, and I don't really chase those stolen bases like that. John Birdie is tantalizing even as a super util. I know people are like, who doesn't have a gig? But like super util, he's going to play all across the board and he's going to steal a crap load of bases. Luis Arraez's problem is those empty stats. He was top 3% of the league in his expected batting average. So just think about this. The guy, you know, was a batting champion. Did he just miss? No, Jeff McNeil beat him out, didn't he?
Yeah, by one point, yeah.
Yeah, McNeil. So he was in that running. He was in that running, but it was top percentile of not striking out, top percentile of contact overall, but bottom 7% in hard hit, bottom 11% in barreling. He just tops the ball. Looking at a spray chart, it's incredible too. He's only going to hit a homer, pull happy. It is insanely pull happy to the right, and it's a lot of stuff that's right up the middle. And he doesn't steal bases. I love that he's going to lead off
for Miami. He's one of those confusing guys, though, that like there are a couple guys in the bigs, Welsh, that I think you look at their Savant page and everything's blue, but it's okay because it's just the way they go about their business. I think he's one of those guys where, you know, you're not getting power from him. You know that. What you want him to do is you want him to spray the ball around. You want him to hopefully drive runs in. You know you're not getting power. You would like him to steal bases, which he doesn't do a ton of. But you're buying the average in the runs, and that's really it. And the lineup is worse in Miami than it was in Minnesota last year.
You know, you're right about that. But I guess what I'm getting at with Luis Arraez is like he's one of those guys where you're like, oh my god, if he could just be different, you know, with the way he makes contact, if he could tap into power, even if he doesn't steal, if he could tap into his power, and he was a 20 homer guy, we would be talking about a whole nother ball game with him. But
he'd be
not,
up in the top upper echelon here.
You know. It just doesn't happen. I mean, the guy maintains, he's never had a higher than, where did it go? I just had it a second ago. I guess Alonchego was pretty good. I was looking at barrel. His barrel percentage is under 4% his entire career at every single stop. His Alonchego has been pretty good, but his hard hit is bad. I mean, 107 was a career high this year, and he has had a 4-year increase, and it keeps going up. So maybe that's something that you could take a look at, but you know, it's at the bottom of the hard hit. So he doesn't steal. He doesn't hit homers. I want to like him more. This is a 2-category player. He's runs, yeah. And he's batting average, and he's going to lead off for the Marlins. So I don't know why he's 15 for people. I can't get around it. Should I value him over Birdie? Maybe. The only problem with Birdie is like, okay, if he's a 2-category player, what do you value? The stolen bases or the batting average? Arraez versus Birdie. And it's going to be the stolen bases. I mean, Birdie's a guy that led the league.
Yeah, the my only issue that I have with Birdie is what you mentioned before is he playing every day or is he playing like 2 days a week, 3 days a week? That's what I want to know. So we don't really have a beat on that. As a super util guy, he could be a Jake Cronenworth who played every single day, you know, or he could be a guy that, you know, gets in when somebody needs a rest. I'm not sure. I kind of have that issue with DJ LeMahieu too. Like, I love DJ LeMahieu in terms of skill set, but, you know, that team is stacked. Where is he playing? And it's not every day. We know that. So that's why I don't have either one of those guys in my top 24, which clouds second base. It's really not that you dislike the second baseman, is that this is muddy. It's all muddy here in this range.
If Arraez could be DJ LeMahieu, we would be talking about, I think, a whole nother valuation as well. But he's just not. Like, DJ LeMahieu, even at his worst, has still hit double-digit homers 5 straight years. He has a handful of stolen bases. He had one amazing New York Yankees year in his first year coming out of Colorado. But like, he's put up, you know, some solid-ish numbers. But that's another one of those guys. You know, he does qualify. They both, I guess, qualify at first. That I have him right above. Okay, this is what I don't understand. Check this out. Luis Arraez is 15 on ECR. DJ LeMahieu is 27 on ECR. Why? Like, because Arraez hits for 320?
No, DJ it's LeMahieu because Arraez has an everyday job and DJ LeMahieu doesn't. That's the entirety of the reason.
What's the roster? What's the roster resource?
I mean, is he going to play third? Is he going to take over for Donaldson? That's a possible spot.
I thought he was locked into, let's see. Yeah, I guess
you got Stanton at DH. You got Rizzo at first. So
yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. The Donaldson thing always screws me up. We just talked about him. Just stinky. Okay. But still at that same point though, take that away for a minute. He's still going to be up there with runs. He's going to hit more homers than him on the counting stats.
Even as RBI a part-time player, I think homers and RBI and stolen bases are guaranteed to be better for LeMahieu. Arraez just won the batting title.
Arraez was
second.
A notch better in runs, and he's not going to beat him in homers, but he's a notch better in runs, same stolen bases, maybe a couple more RBI and better average. Do they deserve to be 15 and 27 at the position? No, I don't think so.
Donaldson gets cut and LeMahieu's in there, LeMahieu skyrockets, he's way ahead of Arraez for sure.
But I think it also tells you, well, there's other potential things in here. He could be a second baseman if they wanted to go down that route if Glaber was gone. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there. But like what it tells me is I think Luis Arraez off the batting title is still overrated. And I think DJ LeMahieu's a little underrated because they're not that much.
I think so too. I mean, I have Arraez down here at 20. I'm not on the 15 bandwagon at all.
By the way, I don't really want either one of them. I just want to point out, like, we're talking about all this. Like, I don't really draft either one of these guys a whole bunch. If I'm looking for, I guess if you're really looking for a guy that's going to recoup your batting average, Arraez is that type of guy and obviously in a points league. If you're looking for just a little bit more balance, I don't know. I think you're going to get a little bit more homer potential with LeMahieu in a really good ballpark environment, if you will. And strikeouts low, walks are high. Maybe you get an extra bonus for that. BABIP was also the lowest it's been in his entire career last year. Just throwing that out there. Like the guy is, what was the average? I think it was three. Hold on, my mouse just stopped working. It was 335 is his career BABIP. So that's 50 points lower than his career average. He has been on a three-year decline as far as BABIP goes, but that was lowest. He's only been under 300 twice in his entire career. That was 2018, the final year in Colorado, and this past year in 2021. So some progression could definitely be in the works. He just doesn't have a full-time gig, which kind of stinks. Who else do you want to talk about in here? Let's talk about
Witt real quick because Witt is confusing to me because you look at these projections for him and I'm just like, I'm not high or low on him. I'm actually at ECR. I have him at 18. I don't think the stolen bases are going to completely go away. Although, when he played for Toronto last year, he had one stolen base on three attempts in 44 games. That is one of the lowest.
Bottom third in the league in stolen base attempts.
Is not good enough at all. He had 15 with the Royals and one with the Jays, and he's projected to hit 8. In this lineup.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it! They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Second base, you know, I just, where are these projections coming up with?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
18 to 20 to 16. I think in when we draft on Fantrax and Yahoo, they're in the 20s for him. Between, I guess that's RotoWire, whoever is doing the projections on Fantrax and Yahoo. But like I would say somewhere around 10.
I was trying to gauge like what's your angle here? Do you think it's low or do you think it's too high?
I think they're way too high. Well, I think people are drafting him. But I think people are still drafting him as a stolen base guy. He's not gonna do that. And he's hitting lower in the lineup. It's a great lineup, Toronto, better than Kansas City, you know. Hitting 8 in Toronto might be the same thing as hitting 2 in KC, but I just don't know. They're going to have to let him steal a little more than they did last year, but I don't know if he gets up to, you know, the mid-teens or 20s. No way. I think 10 to 12. That's what I would.
But remember the projection systems. They're three-year models. They're three-year weighted. And in 2021, he stole 40. So it's still basing a lot of that. You know, I just talked about like Witt is one of my busts, even though he doesn't cost a whole lot. He's still in my bust category because of exactly what you just said. People are still trying to draft him as the safety net for stolen bases. And, you know, Eno and I were talking the other day on Rates and Barrels about the decline, the age curve decline on athleticism as you get older. The guy's 34 years old. At his age 33, we saw a dramatic decrease in stolen bases. I think that might be kind of telling. I think that might be telling us something where you only had the 16.
Somebody needs to tell the Welsh about the age decline in his splitter, by the way. So I don't think that splitter is as good as you're bragging about it.
That's why.
The cutter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a devastating cutter. I'm not trying to split anything, but
it might
like
devastating.
Think about that athleticism decline, I think it is hard to figure, especially with how Toronto used him. I think it's hard to figure he's going to steal more than 15 bases this year. He's not going to be a good source of RBI. His power has been under 16 for 3 straight seasons. He has not hit more than 11 since 2019. His bad X projections is at 8. I don't think he's valuable. I don't really like him. I'm surprised I have him at cost. I could make arguments for myself to be more interested in Colton Wong, who I have a little bit lower now that I'm looking at it. In points leagues, I'd rather have Luis Arraez, I tell you that, than Whit Merrifield. So the only reason Whit Merrifield is still even up here is because of some of the theoretical stolen bases. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got to imagine they have a better plan for him going into this year. I just don't think that better plan gets him back up to 20. I think it's 10 to 12, like I said, somewhere in that neighborhood. Hopefully I'm wrong. I'd love for guys to have more stolen bases. I just, these projections are making me a little sweaty. That's all.
Cronenworth, interesting, kind of like Ty France was another one of those guys that like I was really into last year. And I felt like I kind of fell backwards because he just leveled off, though he had really, I don't think I even remember this, he had really good run in RBI numbers, almost 90, 88 apiece. With 17 homers, 3 stolen bases. And this was off of a really bad batting average compared to who he's been as a player. 239 with a 275 BABIP. His XBA, though, was even lower, which is worrisome. And these are declines. These are declines across the board. And I don't know how you fix this. This is why I'm worried about Cronenworth, and this is why I've dropped him down. Barrel percentage has dropped from 10.5% in 2020 down to 5.6, 3-year decline. His hard hit percentage, 42.7% in his rookie year, all the way down to 33.8% this past year. That's another decline. XBA has declined. XWOBA, I mean, it is declines across the board. There's got to be a bottom, and I do think we may have hit the bottom with Cronenworth, if I'm being honest. But the problem is there is a dramatic storytelling here, as well as strikeout percentage has gone up. His walks have kind of gone up a little bit. As he's trying to figure out who he is. Best case scenario, I think he's a 20, 85 guy. If he hits for 270, then he might be a 25 guy and there's more upside on that. So I've got Cronenworth at 14. So do you. He's 11 on ECR. I just wouldn't draft him at that high. I just don't think he belongs in that territory off of all those declines. I just don't know what has changed and what's going to change outside of maybe luck gets a little bit back on his side.
Yeah, great lineup too. I mean, to hit, you know, they got him projected to hit fifth, you know, to be driving in, you know, Tatis, Soto, Machado, Bogarts is a really good spot to be in. But that's also one stat. That's RBI. That's just RBI. So, you know, I think that's the sexiness of him. But we're both, you know, below consensus. He's not in our top 12. And I don't know, I might be able to move him up one spot where above where I have Jeff McNeil, who's another interesting guy that we talked about a little bit about with Cardi. Jeff McNeil hit 326, led the majors last year.
Yeah.
You see all the projections, though, 274 on the Bad X, 288 on ATC. Steamers got him for 288, losing a lot of steam because the previous year he hit 251. This guy is a roller coaster in his batting average. This is projected to be his down year because he hit 311, then 251, then 326. Now, he's a career 307 hitter, which makes me think he's going to hit around 300 to 315, somewhere in that neighborhood, which makes him extremely valuable because he has more power. He's like, you know, this is like Arise if Arise had a little bit of power, is what McNeil is to me. So that's why I have him at 13. But, you know, that 250 kind of glares from 2021. Wow. And the projections have him under 300, even though he's a career 307 guy. If you had to, like, just pick a dart and throw some money at it, what would you say Jeff McNeil's batting average is at the end of this season?
I think the projection, obviously the projections are weighted 2021. See, here's the problem. 2021 has like a stronger weight than 2020 would be. And 2019 has a lower weight because they were so far removed.
Sure.
So I think a lot of projections are very weighted on that. But that's the anomaly year. 251 was the anomaly year. He's over 300 every single year.
What if I told you last year he hit over 300? His lowest month was 311 outside of one terrible July where he hit 208. Everything else is 328, 311, 329, 385, 357.
I believe it. I mean, I would say 300. Four or five years, he's hit 300. I would guess 300, but he has that Arise in him again, you know, where it's like career high. It was 23 homers 1 year. I don't think I'm going to do the math real quick. I don't think all the other years combined, he's did what he did in 2019. So that's 16, dude, 23 homers in all other years, but besides 2019, and then he hit 23 in 2019. So the other 4 years he combined for what he did in 1 year, he's not a 15 homer guy. He's a high batting average. He doesn't actually get the runs that some of these other guys get. I mean, Brandon Nimmo's another one of those weirdos, but he just gets all the runs that people like. He's just points league guys.
The weirdos.
McNeil isn't the best. Like, here would be an interesting combo if I kind of screwed up at second base. Maybe Brandon Lau and Jeff McNeil, you know?
Yeah.
McNeil kind of fixes a little bit what Lau's missing. I just don't like those emptier guys. So LeMahieu, Arise, McNeil is kind of... it's kind of a weird one. One I think I'm homering out a little bit on and might change in my next update. I got Rojas at 13. Part of it is like, it's the elite stolen base. I mean, 20 plus stolen bases last year, which just, I can't help.
And only caught three times, by the way. Like, if there's something that's going to give your manager confidence in you, I don't know. I feel like the Diamondbacks run less overall this year because the offense is better. And I think when the offense is good, Lobolo gets a little more conservative.
I don't think it's that much better. To your point, though, part of the problem is like if they stick with their roster resource lineup of Carroll at one, McCarthy at three, those are two dominant stolen base guys. Like, how often are you going to be really pushing and running the ball? I don't know. I don't know if they really do that. They have him hit at five, which is good. He's one of the, they have a lot of lefties in that lineup, though. He is their starting third baseman. I know you would have probably asked like Evan Longoria. Evan Longoria is going to like play some third. He's going to play some DH, but they've also said he's not going to play every day. So what that means is Rojas is going to have the chance to kind of move around to different spots. Rojas will play shortstop. He will play third, and he may even play some outfield at times. So he's going to move around and get everyday playing time. But it was just what he did last year. He didn't get caught. He lowered his strikeout percentage to under 20, stole 23 bases last year in 125 games. 269 batting average was pretty solid. A relatively significant decrease in XBA, but it was still over 240, which I like. Hard hit was the second highest of his career. Launch angle was the highest. By the way, max EV, 104.6 the previous year, 109.1 with a career high launch angle. So like those are good hit metrics where if you do believe the Diamondbacks are going to be a better team, hitting in front of him is Christian Walker and Jake McCarthy and Ketel Marte. Those are the three that are in front of him. Two of the three of those are massive contact players.
You think Rojas might be in for a bigger RBI opportunity. That's another thing for me with Rojas. You think he loses a little bit of playing time because Longoria's in there. They have Gurriel at DH. Yeah. Well, okay, but I mean, I don't know if you're putting enough. You said you're going to lower him. I can be much more homerish than you are.
I won't go below where you are. I'll go to 5. I'll go to 15, I think, is where I'd go. But like exactly what I said, they already said Longoria will not play every day and he will be some of the DA.
I don't expect him to play every day. But my thing is that Rojas was so bad defensively that you're going to want him to stick him at that DH spot. But Longoria can't play every day. So you're going to have him switching spots and stuff. I don't know that sometimes.
I mean, Rojas is going to play third and he's going to play some short when Nick Ahmed is not in there. Nick Ahmed is always hurt. Perpetually hurt. True. So I'm not worried about it. I'm really not. Now they could platoon because he's a lefty. So I wouldn't be shocked about that. If lefties come in, if Rojas all of a sudden doesn't play and now Longoria's in the lineup.
And he'll pinch run every day. He doesn't play too. And every day he doesn't pinch run. Yeah.
So I think I might've been a little hyper aggressive on him, but I still think he's right in that area. And he also qualifies at third base, which stinks. So he's got a little bit of extra versatility, which I like. All right. Let's talk about the top 12, Bogman. You're 12-1.
12, I got Jonathan India. 11, I have Vaughn Grissom. 10, Max Muncy. 9, Brandon Lau. 8, Thairo Estrada. 7, Gleyber Torres. 6, Andrés Giménez. 5, Tommy Edman. 4, Ozzy. 3, Jazz. 2, Altuve. And number 1 is Marcus Semien for me.
Marcus Semien. My top 12, I got Vaughn Grissom at 12. Ketel Marte at 11. Jorge Polanco at 10. Brandon Lau is at 9. Max Muncy is at 8. Followed by the Gleyber Torres, Andrés Giménez. Top 5 is Edman, Albies, Semien, Altuve, and Jazz Chisholm. I've talked about this multiple times. Jazz is my number one guy. Last year hit .254 in only 213 at-bats with 14 homers and 12 stolen bases. Max EV was there. Hard hit was there. Highest of his career, by the way, was there. He had a .248 XBA, which is pretty close to that batting average, which makes me feel a lot better about who he is just in general, because you worry about some of the swing and miss, but he did lower. He's the lowest strikeout percentage and highest walk percentage of his career last year with not a crazy high BABIP. The projection systems, even though it's a low batting average, have him at 21. And this is the bat X, 21 homers, 29 stolen bases. What he did in his short stint gets me going. And I believe that Jazz, if healthy this season, is going to be the top fantasy categorical player at this position. And I'm willing to make that bet. And the cool thing is he costs less than those other guys. So yes, I have him at number one, but I know he can be real. I mean, really, you're going to see Semien and Altuve 100% go before him and most likely Ozzy Albies. So I'm very big with the big hard hit numbers on Jazz Chisholm. He's going to go out into the outfield, which I hope maybe keeps him a little bit more healthy. He'll gain that qualification if I really need it, though I wouldn't because it's second base. And I know I differ from a lot of the majority here, though you're in line, though. Like, you definitely like Jazz. You probably just don't like him at the level I do.
Yeah, my only thing with Jazz is the missed games, and you brought it up. Like, usually I'm the guy bringing up the missed games, and you brought it up last.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Year, it's kind of stuck in my head a little bit. I'm with you though. I hope the move to the outfield is better for him. Although, you know, a new outfielder and potential collisions. And if he collides, I mean,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh.
Like, all the crap that everybody you specifically give guys like Correa, because he doesn't necessarily meet expectations and stuff like that.
Well, he was still fine last year. He hit 291. He was good last year. But for me, the concerning stuff of Correa is the stuff we heard recently. It's the doctor coming out and saying... worst ankle I've ever seen. And this is the same dude that got hurt getting a massage. You know what I mean? Like we talk about falling knife for older players, it doesn't have to be an older player when you hear something like that. And look, that could be smoke and mirrors to try to get him to sign a shorter contract and stuff like that. I understand that it's all part of a big game, right? But when you hear worst ankle I've ever seen and he didn't get a contract because of it, and teams will overlook a lot of stuff to sign a player they want, that is concerning to me.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And I'm going to have that change done where I'm going to do that, because I just think when you think about the break back on Adames, there's better power potential. There's better RBI potential. He steals some bases. I do think Correa is a very good floor player. It's always a good batting average. He's solid mid 20 homers all the time. I actually think it's more of an anomaly, the run in RBI numbers. I mean, he put up 104 in 2021. It was with the Houston Astros. But like, I think he's like at least an 85-85 guy. But
me too.
Yeah, he's stolen base since 2019. You know, that's not something that gets you going.
His ankle
there. Like,
sucks.
Yeah. To be fair, the more that I look at it, like Tim Anderson and the time that he plays, he's just more valuable than Correa. So yeah, no, it's a change I need to make, and I'm going to make on the next roster update, which you guys are going to be able to see all of our updates coming March 1st, or you know, a couple days within there. We'll have all of our updates, our rank updates there. And then we'll be doing it pretty much every month in March as we go through here. And shortstop build, I think it's an interesting place, and I'm curious where you guys are at it. So go to inthisleague.com if you guys want to find all of the ranks. We have them sitting there, because tomorrow we are doing outfielders. That's a big one. We'll obviously give you a lot more names than that. We're not going to be moving positions. We're sticking there. And then the same thing is happening with pitchers, which we're going to be doing on Thursday. So make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast. You can do a little rate and review. Use that promo code ITL if you download Underdog, and let us know so you can get entered in to win a free hat, and you'll also get your deposit bonus. Now, as we continue on with Hell Week, in a little loopy. We did this one in the day, so it's a little bit better than the night. We're a little bit loopier at night, but some of these are going to happen in here. So hopefully you guys are enjoying it and you're locking in. That is it for us now. We will talk to you again tomorrow. For Bogman, I am Welsh. It's Hell Week. More positional ranks coming. Goodbye for now.
See ya.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.